Helps if I have my mic on. Paul Williams with a birthday today. He was born on this day in 1940. Died in 1992. Paul Williams with The Temptations. Sang a few leads for their songs. That's probably his signature tune, Don't Look Back, from 1965. Paul Williams from The Temptations, born on this day in 1940, died in 1992. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. As you well know by now, when I'm sitting in for Steve, we always dig into the world of music for birthdays, anniversaries, number one days, etc., etc. Anything to bring a bit of music into your lives and share some knowledge. You can also check out the podcast Political Beats at nationalreview.com or where fine podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts and Google Play, Stitcher. Tune in. It's a show in which my co-host and I speak with people in and around the world of politics about nothing political whatsoever, but only about music, our guest's favorite band or artist. We're in the midst of our two-part series on the Beach Boys right now. Part one is available. Matt Welch from Reason is our guest for the Beach Boys episodes. So that's available now. In the recent past, we also have Randy Newman with Matt Murray from the Wall Street Journal. Ben Folds 5 with Michael Brendan Doherty from National Review. Marvin Gaye, among the recent artists and bands featured on Political Beats. Check it out, won't you? Donald Trump, President Trump, did a lengthy one-on-one interview with Tucker Carlson. Part of it played on his show last night. We're not going to have a lot of time today to get to a bunch of Trump sound bites. We just have a number of guests, which is fantastic. But I wanted to play this one for you on foreign policy, you know, because the big story yesterday we talked about for much of the show was President Trump, his diplomacy with North Korea, and how President Trump's kind of transactional, personal relationship style of foreign policy is so different. And so Tucker Carlson had asked him, it was more pointedly about Afghanistan, asking when we will get all troops out of Afghanistan. The president took the opportunity to talk a bit about foreign policy in total. This is President Trump with Tucker Carlson last night.
Well, I'll tell you, I've wanted to pull them out, and you know I have pulled a lot out. We were at 16,000, we're down to about 9,000, which a lot of people don't know. In Syria, as you know, I've pulled most of them out. We've defeated the caliphate. Now, when you say caliphate and defeat, the caliphate's land, it's an area. We've taken back 100%. But these people, ISIS, they're stone cold crazy. So that doesn't mean somebody's not going to walk into a store and blow up a store, which they do. So I never say defeated them, but they were decimated. And this went on for a long time, and other people didn't do what I did. We did it. We did it very effectively. Our military, there's no military like our military in the world. I don't want to have to use it very often. But we took back the caliphate with Afghanistan. It's 19 years, and we should not have been there 19 years. And if we were, you know, it'd be nice to fight to win. But it's just 19 years. They're building hotels. We are. I mean, we had a Holiday Inn that cost numbers that would be 10 times what it should have cost. They built a gas station, a pretty famous deal, where it cost like $80 million to build a gas station.
It's a lot for a gas station.
Maybe more. Okay. Yeah. They probably did it for, if they report 80, that means more. And we have the greatest fighters in the world. But when you're 19 years, you're really becoming like a police force. So we have pulled it back. We're actually negotiating with various people. But we want to get out. We want to get out of a lot of areas that we're in. We shouldn't be there. We shouldn't be there. We're the policemen for the whole world. You know, if you look at Russia, Russia doesn't police the world. Russia has, you know, they police Russia. Yeah. You look at China, they don't police. They don't have troops everywhere. What they have is they have people taking out the minerals out of the ground. They don't have troops. We have a case in Afghanistan where we have troops on one mountain, very mountainous country, rough country, beautiful country, actually, in a lot of ways. But we have troops. And on the other mountain ridge, China's there with big excavating equipment taking out minerals. They don't have people. Now, it's pretty dangerous for them because their people tend to be shot as they're operating the machines. You know, it's not exactly the safest place. So we've reduced the force very substantially in Afghanistan. which I don't talk about very much, and that's okay.
President Trump last night, Tucker Carlson, a long, lengthy interview on a number of topics. He talked about Google and the, you know, the digital social media companies and things like that as well. But on foreign policy, on troops, on American strength there, and you kind of hear parts of the Trump doctrine, so to speak, coming through in that interview with Tucker Carlson. I'm still waiting. Actually, I should pull it up to make sure we're not missing. Talked earlier in the hour about the Colin Kaepernick story and waiting for the president to weigh in. He can't resist. It's like catnip. This is the perfect story for Donald Trump to weigh in on. Colin Kaepernick killing a Nike shoe because it contains an American flag on it. That is ripe for President Trump. So nothing yet this morning from President Trump via Twitter. His last tweet, actually, was promoting the Tucker Carlson last night interview last night on Fox News. So I'll keep checking this morning. I just have a good feeling we're going to hear from Trump at some point this morning about the Nike story. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Coming up on hour two, Byron Henry, talk about the Supreme Court rulings from last week. And Clark Packard, trade policy counsel at R Street. Coming up at hour two of the Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram in for Steve.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.